What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Emergency Trip to Colombia because Trump is going to destroy America. So I'm out here in Colombia. I'm in a town called Guatapé. It's about 2 hours away from Medellin. It's really only like 80 kilometers away, but because you don't have highways here, and it's usually going through villages and small cities, and you're going around mountains, it takes 2 hours to get here. So you're going at about maybe 20, 25 miles an hour if you're lucky, simply because the terrain is built like that. That's just the way it is. The terrain is, again, very mountainous. The roads are one-way roads. So it's not like I-95 or the 405 back in America. Anyway, so this is the second time I come here to this waterfall. As you guys can see, it's in Guatapé. If you guys go on Google and you type in Guatapé waterfall, it's called La Cascanadas or something of that sort. It's really the only waterfall they have here. It's about 6 feet high, so that waterfall over there is about 6 feet high. I'm gonna see if I can go. I went already out there already, but I don't know if I'll be able to stand up or not. Plus, it's gonna get really loud for the camera, so I'm probably gonna hang around this area while I do this video for you guys. So as you guys know, I've been coming to Colombia for a long time. By the way, guys, if any of you guys want to come out to Medellin or even Bogota, the capital, and you want to rent motorcycles, I own 3 motorcycles here in Colombia, and I lease them to a company called Renta Motos. So if you go online, you type in Renta Motos, or if you contact me, I'll give you their contact information. You can actually rent one of my motorcycles. They go anywhere from 150cc all the way up to 200cc, and they're off-road motorbikes. So you can ride them around the city. You can even ride them up the mountains. You know, fortunately for me, both of my motorcycles are off-road. One of them is a traditional Honda scooter, but the 2 motorcycles here in Medellin, they're off-road, because a lot of people here in Medellin, they want to go off-road, you know. So fortunately for me, because to come to this waterfall, you actually go on unpaved roads, dirt roads, shit like that. So you really need an off-road dirt bike. Well, it's not a traditional dirt bike. It's a motorcycle, but it does the city well, and it does off-road well as well. So anyways, let's get, so again, guys, if you want to rent motorcycles in Bogota or Medellin, especially in Medellin, Renta Motos, he's the biggest renter of motorcycles in Medellin. So, or you can DM me on MGTOW TV and I'll give you his information. So if any of you guys or anybody you know wants to rent motorcycles, especially if you want to rent one of my motorcycles, Renta Motos, just type in Renta Motos called Medellin. Anyways, let's get to the point of this video. Emergency trip to Colombia because Trump is gonna destroy America. If you guys haven't figured it out by now, I've said this in one of my past videos and I'm gonna say it again. Trump is a lot like a great white shark that takes a bite out of a seal and then just circles around until the seal bleeds out, and then it eats up the seal. Now, to be absolutely clear, Trump is a Jew puppet, like Elon Musk. Come on, guys. David Icke has been talking about this shit for fucking longer than I have, dudes. If you guys haven't figured it out by now that Trump, Elon Musk are fucking CIA actors, I don't know what you guys are doing watching this video, to be honest with you. So, what Trump did, actually what his Jewish handlers did, not what Trump did, but again, Trump, like Elon Musk, is the front man for the Jews. So What Trump did is that, first of all, Trump printed out more money than any American president in history. So Trump is responsible for the inflation we have in America. He is responsible for the Scamarona lockdowns and the vaccine project Warp Speed that's killing billions of people now. So you guys need to understand, dudes, Trump is responsible for everything wrong and bad. And this war happening right now in the Middle East, it's gonna happen, dudes. Trump is gonna say, well, you know, Biden started it, I guess I have to finish it. But the reality of the matter, it was all planned, okay? I had an American friend of mine, you know, text me the other day saying, hey man, I'm getting kind of worried about my kids, you know, because they're, you know, they're in their 20s. So he's like, you know any good lawyers in Colombia who can help with immigration, shit like that? Guys, I meet so many Westerners here in America. I met a guy who owns Remax. I met an Irish dude who's a realtor. They're telling me the number of Americans and the number of Canadians and Europeans in general coming to Colombia is exploding because they don't want to be in America anymore. Inflation is way too high. The war is gonna happen. The smart Westerners, they're leaving the West, okay? So if any of you guys out there are serious about coming out to Colombia, getting a long-term visa or even having a business here, let me know. Because the reason I'm here, guys, as you know, I am setting up a restaurant here called Egyptian Shawarma. As you guys know, back in America, I own a food truck. We did the Egyptian Shawarma concept in America. It works really well. So we're gonna do that here in Colombia. Now what I'm gonna do, guys, is that I'm gonna license Egyptian Shawarma to a Colombian company, okay? Now, when Burger King or Starbucks, when they go overseas, you know, they don't go directly into the country, okay? So when Burger King, when you see Burger King in Colombia or Mexico, that means they usually have a partner that they licensed the brand, whether it's McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, they licensed their brand to that Colombian or Mexican or, you know, whatever country they're going into, because they don't know the government over there. They don't know the culture over there. So it's a lot better for this company, for Burger King, to say, hey, Colombian company that has a lot of experience here in Colombia, you guys take over our brand, you develop our brand in Colombia, we're gonna help you out by obviously licensing our brand with training, with food, and then just give us royalties and they're fine. So I'm doing something very similar with that to the guy who rents out my motorcycles, okay? So I myself, I'm not gonna be directly involved in with the Colombian government like a lot of American brands out there. I'm simply gonna license my intellectual property to a Colombian government, to a Colombian entity, and have them deal with the government, have them deal with the culture, okay? So one of the restaurants we're looking at is actually gonna be next to Pizza Hut tomorrow, Monday. Me, my Remax real estate agent, and my business associate who takes care of my motorcycles, we're gonna go together tomorrow and we're gonna go meet with the mall administration and we're gonna see if we can open an Egyptian shawarma at their mall. You know, they're okay with it. I'm just gonna see what terms are they gonna give us. So for you guys to get an investor visa to Colombia, you need to pay about $30,000 to $35,000, okay? That will allow you to get an investor visa, and that can lead up to you immigrating to Colombia. So if any of you guys out there, you don't want to marry a Colombian girl, you don't want to come in a Colombian girl is pussy to get residency here, invest between 30 to 35,000 in a business, and they'll give you the immigrant visa, the business visa, which can lead to immigration here. You can also buy property as well. I think you have to invest like $100,000 in a property to buy it, okay? Personally, I would rather do a business, not because it's cheaper, but because the business is gonna give me money. So my goal, along with my Colombian partner, my goal is to make turnkey restaurants with Egyptian shawarma. So if anybody from the West is like, hey man, I gotta get to Colombia, I wanna immigrate to Colombia, you know, I wanna make some money while I'm in Colombia, you know, I want money coming into my bank account, but, you know, I don't wanna, you know, wake up every morning going to work, I'll tell them, okay, bro, you can have a turnkey restaurant, Egyptian shawarma, it's a brand name, it's ready to go, me and my management team, we will manage the restaurant for you. Of course, we're gonna charge you a fee for managing your restaurant. So what's gonna happen is that you will invest $35,000 into a Egyptian shawarma franchise. It's gonna be your franchise, $35,000. You will get the immigration visa here for as a business investor visa, okay? And then me and my team can manage it for you, and we'll just take a percentage of your fee of how much you make. That's one thing that I'm going to be offering to Westerners. I'm already speaking with multiple Westerners here. I'm speaking with Remax. I'm speaking with realtors. We're going to start offering Colombia as the new go-to location. Guys, I am telling you, dudes, like, Medellin is the best place to be. Like, the weather in Medellin is perfect. Colombia, because it's close to the equator, the weather is the same throughout the year. It's also safe in Medellin, guys. You know, this whole Pablo Escobar stuff, that you're gonna walk down the street and somebody's gonna kill you. Yeah, no, no. The only way shit like that happens, if you're an ancient nigger doing passport bullshit. In which case, you are really, really asking for it, you know? But in general, guys, ain't nobody gonna fucking mug you, beat you, whip you if you're in a decent part of Medellin or even here in Guatapé, okay? So, it's fucking December already. America is snowing. Europe is snowing. And look, guys, here I am at a waterfall location out here in fucking December, okay? There's snow in Europe. There's snow in Canada. There's snow in America, yet here I am. So, you guys out there, your B plan has got to be your A plan, okay, guys? Your B plan, you know, your B plan was getting your money right, getting the fuck out of the West and fucking hot bitches. That was your B plan. Now, that B plan has got to be your A plan, okay, guys? America is no law. Guys, I have more business, I have more connections here in Colombia than I do back in America, okay, guys? You guys need to fucking understand. As a Westerner, you are automatically VIP in Colombia. Let me say that one more time, okay? With the exception of Coach Bitchpill and Yogi Obes, if you are a Westerner in Colombia, you are automatically top 3%. You're automatically VIP. That's just how it is, dudes. People here treat you differently. People here treat you better. The fact that you are a Westerner here in Colombia, okay, guys? So, you guys out there who are a bunch of ancient niggers in America, you know, I'm not talking to ancient niggers like Coach Bitchpill, where you're just an unimportant loser nobody. I'm just saying, if you're like an average Joe Schmo in America, you know, you come to Colombia, you're automatically VIP, you're automatically top 3% in the country, okay? Now, when it comes to women, yeah, looks matter, okay, guys? But the fact that you're a Westerner, you're here, you have a high IQ, you're not a fucking passport, bro, you're fine, dudes. So as long as you are a Westerner, you look like, you know, you're kind of white or you're respectable, okay, you're gonna be top 3%, okay? Here in Colombia, they like white-looking people, okay? If you're a fucking Indian, if you're black, you can be American as apple pie, but they don't care for you, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, if you are white or white-looking Westerner, you are gonna do fine in Colombia. But if you're black, you're Indian, and even to a certain degree, if you're Asian, you're really not gonna do well in Colombia. You're not gonna be VIP. You're not gonna be top 3%. Maybe other Westerners are gonna treat you better, but the Colombian people, guys, they're not going to really give you that VIP treatment as a white-looking Westerner, okay? That's how it is, okay? Hate to say it, but at the end of the day, here in Colombia, just like in most countries, they like white or white-looking people, okay? They ain't want blacks, they ain't want Indians, and to a certain degree, they don't even want fucking Asians, okay? Like Japanese, Korean, Chinese, they're not much into those people either, even though Asians are high IQ, good at business, respectable. The Colombians really don't have the type of reverence for Asians like they do for white or white passing people, okay? It is what it is, okay, dudes? So at the end of the day, guys, I just want you to understand, it's over in America, okay, guys? That wall that Trump wants to build, that's to keep us in. That fucking Jewish president in Mexico, she ain't gonna give us any of us asylum. So if any of you guys are gonna be like, you know what, when Trump forces us to go to war for dirty, dirty Jews, we're just gonna run across the border, go to Mexico. Nope, they're gonna send your ass right back, you know? So right now, guys, you gotta be coming to Colombia, okay, guys? I don't vouch for a country. I'm not fucking Austin Hallman. I'm not that ancient nigger Austin Hallman who goes to Kenya just so he can get black people to go there, get shot, robbed, murdered, okay? I'm not gonna vouch for a country until I know it's worth it. Ukraine, the reason why I'm not doing this in Ukraine is that, forget the war, okay? I really don't care about the war in Ukraine. That does not affect Westerners, okay? My problem with Ukraine is that it's a little bit too corrupt for me. Now, Colombia does have corruption. However, A, they're trying to clean up that corruption. And B, everybody's been telling me this, guys. They actually bend backwards, forwards for Westerners here in Colombia because we're giving them business. We're giving them our money. So I can open a restaurant and not officially be a company, you know. I can just open a restaurant like an individual, and the Colombian government is really not gonna give me any problems simply because, hey, he's a Westerner, he's bringing his money here, he's hiring our people, you know. Again, if you're a Westerner, and again, you're white or white passing, and you're not fucking black, Indian, or again, Asian, they're gonna roll out the red carpet for you, guys, okay? Guys, I spoke with real estate agents, I spoke with lawyers, I am telling you guys, the fact that you are a non-black, non-Asian, and non-Indian Westerner, you are automatically top 3% in Colombia. You will be given the VIP treatment. So honestly, guys, I mean, look at Israel. Israel wants to invade Syria now. They're going to war against three fucking Arab countries at the same time. You don't think America's gonna go in and fight for them? Come on, dudes. I told you guys. When Trump becomes president, give it a month, he's probably gonna end the war in Ukraine, and then that's when the real fun, okay? Armageddon, the Malhama for you Arab Muslims out there, that's probably gonna happen in the next four fucking months. So you guys watching this video, you probably have, you know, 3, maybe 4 months before you gotta get your motherfucking ass out of the motherfucking country, okay? So right now, guys, forget America. The economy in America is really bad. I actually closed up the truck because people in America, they don't have money. Guys, there are people in America who are like, okay, am I gonna buy eggs or am I gonna buy milk? It's like my nigger. Milk and eggs cost less than $5. Are you telling me that at the end of the motherfucking week, you don't have $10 to buy milk and eggs? This just goes to show you how fucking broke American people are. So, and things are only gonna get worse in America, guys. Don't think things are gonna get better. You guys need to understand, this war, along with the Scamarona vaccine, this is what the Jews need to end humanity and then start all over with AI and robots. Now, if you are a Talmid Chacham like me, you study eschatology. For those of you who don't know, eschatology means end of world prophecies. So if you know what I know, guys, the Jews are going to be exterminated. Women's rights are going to be taken away. So what's going to happen is that the Jews are going to do so much evil. Like TFM famously says, when the pain of inaction is more than the pain of action, then that's when you guys are going to finally go out and exterminate the Jews, okay, guys? So, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in America when shit gets really bad. I'd rather be here in Colombia, okay? Let me tell you something, okay, motherfuckers? When I go to the grocery store here in Colombia, Colombians ain't struggling, dude. They got their eggs, they got their milk. They're not struggling, dude. I hate to say it, but the average Colombian probably has more disposable money than the average American at this point, okay? That's fucking sad, dude. That's really, really sad. Anyways, did I get it? There we go. So, yeah, guys, I hate to say it, but yeah, it's over for America. It's over. Put a fork in it. There's really no reason for me to continue talking about America at this point, okay, guys? It's like woman. We get it. It's over for modern woman. It's over for America. Continuing to talk about America and woman, what's the point, dudes? I mean, at this point, we're just saying the same stuff over and over again. And, you know, like the old Arab saying says, you know, thanks to Sheikh Imran Hussein for pointing it out. The dogs keep on barking, the caravan keeps on moving, okay? The dirty Jews and their goy minions, they're doing what they want. We're just barking at them, that's all, okay? So I'm doing the do. That's why I'm here in Colombia right now, guys. I'm doing the do. That way, we need to keep on moving, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, guys, I'm gonna let you know in about 48 hours how the negotiations go. Because if we open Egyptian shawarma, it's gonna be right next to Pizza Hut in a European style mall. Okay, that mall reminds me of a mall I was at in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. Guys, I'm telling you this right now. If we open Egyptian shawarma right next to Pizza Hut, which is a multinational brand, as you guys know, which is also next to Frisbee. For those of you guys who don't know, Frisbee is the Colombian version of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Dude, like, Frisbee is on fucking fire, okay? I was at Frisbee the other day, 40-minute wait to get your order fulfilled. That's how popular Frisbee is, okay? So, if all goes well, God willing, Egyptian shawarma is gonna be right next to... Let me give you a tour of all these people. They're jumping up from the cliff. There's a cliff. But yeah, see that? They're jumping from the cliff. I'm not gonna do that because I'm a motherfucking coward, you know? Unlike Coach Bitchpill, I'm too important to die. But then again, you know, if Coach Bitchpill dies, who's gonna service all those truckers at that local truck stop, in Brisbane, Australia, right? So, if we are gonna be next to Frisbee, which again is the Colombian version of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Pizza Hut, which is again, as you guys know, a multinational brand, we're gonna be on our A game, okay, guys? So, Egyptian shawarma, we're gonna be on our A game. This is gonna be the big leagues, guys. You guys need to understand this really good. There is no shawarma version of Starbucks, McDonald's, Pizza Hut. It doesn't exist, okay? You want burgers? You got fucking McDonald's and the Burger King. You want subs? You got Subway. You want coffee? You got Starbucks, okay? You got pizza? You got Domino's and Pizza Hut. You want chicken? You got fucking KFC, okay? Name a shawarma multinational brand. They do not exist. God willing, we're gonna be the first for that, and we're gonna start out here in Colombia, okay, guys? So, my video, guys, to you guys out there, if you guys are genuinely interested in coming to Colombia, let me know. I'm telling you guys, Colombia is nowhere near as bad as the passport bros make it out to be. You guys gotta remember, passport bros are a bunch of ain't shit niggers. They're a bunch of black people who can't get their pee-pee touched in America. They come here, they make it rain cash money on them hoes, and then they're thinking to themselves, hey man, I'm all that in a bag of chips, and in reality, they're just being taken advantage of. And again, guys, I'm telling you, out of 2 year experience of coming to Colombia, blacks, Indians, and Asians, again, even high IQ Chinese, Japanese, or Korean, they're not really welcome here in Colombia. They're not gonna be treated with reverence. They're not gonna be VIP. They're just gonna be seen as, they're just either gonna be flat out seen as suckers, or they're just gonna be ignored completely. So if you guys are watching this, you're a Westerner, you're white, or you're white looking, Colombia is for you. And again, outside of Ukraine, Colombia is the cheapest country I've been to outside of Ukraine. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we're gonna see you in the next one. Peace.